It's an emergency broadcast. I still don't know what the intro should be for this, Jesse. Do you,
well,
do you
it's
have
not
any
an
ideas?
Emergency broadcast anymore.
Is it not, though? Because we're still doing a special show for it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to stop now. It's always going to be an emergency broadcast. So how about that rape, huh?
What are we talking about?
The rape. Oh,
what are we talking about here?
More specifically, rape in Game of Thrones.
Oh. Yeah, man. Rape scenes. Crazy. Tyrion's in jail. Littlefinger did it. Sansa's escaped. Arya's walking around still. And, there was no, Bran. Jon Snow.
God damn right there wasn't.
And everyone's attacking Castle Black. Everyone. At this moment.
What do you mean? It's like one person.
No, it's the, Ramsay Snow and the Wildlings.
Ramsay Snow, like, they just sort of mentioned, like, maybe we should go, like, hit up that place.
So, yeah, but they're all gonna go there.
And the Wildlings haven't killed anybody but, like, hey, you know, defenseless women and children and, like, old men. They haven't, like, actually, like, fought anybody yet.
They're on their way to... That's what I mean. They're on their... Everyone's
oh,
on
yeah,
their
yeah,
way
yeah.
To,
they're on their way to do it. But, like, I you know, I don't fear them yet because they haven't shown to be anything more than just bullies.
Yeah, that wasn't really impressive. However, the people with the scars on their face, the cannibals, they scare me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, they're physically intimidating, and it's like, yeah, y'all might be some hot shit, but right now, it's very, you know, it's very room temperature shit. Like, not really anything special so far, guys. Let me see something cool. Like, see some, I don't know, go hit up Ramsay and like, fuck his shit up, and then, like, look how cool we are. We're so great.
But, that's true. Yeah, man. So at the aftermath for Joffrey.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm glad that they gave us an aftermath. I honestly thought they were just gonna like fuck you guys. We're leaving. We're going somewhere else. Which the start of the episode was like that, right? It was Sansa's little escape.
Yeah. It was just an aftermath. So yeah.
Yeah.
Sansa escapes. We find out that it was Littlefinger that did it.
Well, we don't know for sure it was he who did it, but he at least knew about
he's
it.
Involved.
Oh yeah, he's involved. I mean, he's got to. You know, if they come out and say, "Oh no, he wasn't involved," then how the fuck did he know to do all this right now, at this moment in time?
Yeah, he did. No, I mean, come on. Right now, it looks like Littlefinger did it or was involved, was a master of the plan. Mm-hmm. And Sansa gets on his boat and he kills the fool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But what's this whole? I didn't really understand his speech about what's going on.
You know, you just like. You, what do you mean? Like, when he's talking to Sansa?
What was he talking about Sansa about?
Well, I thought he was talking about, like, hey, yo, the world's burning, but, like, shit, then I'll be the king of the ashes. Like, I don't give a fuck if, like, the kingdom's, like, in turmoil. Like, you gotta take what you can when you can get it. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's pretty much what I gathered. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. Yeah, it was just more, I was just too busy going, like, yeah, I knew it. Yeah, fuck yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. So Sansa had no idea what was going on, so I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, come on, when did she ever know anything ever?
But she wasn't acting like a bitch in this part. She actually went with it. She actually was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't, like, complain more. I mean, she did ask a few questions, which is understandable, but it wasn't like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe it's just like, hey, she gets to get away.
Like, she wasn't like, oh, I don't want to go. Where are we going? Like, the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just following the dude.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
After that, we get to see Joffrey's dead ass laying there. And then, what do you know, his brother is king, like you said, like we said.
Yeah. And then Tywin comes in and he's a cold motherfucker, isn't he?
Yeah, man. Homeboy, when he, like, he's a terrible dude, but when he comes in and he speaks,
you listen.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And you listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, dude. But, it was awesome. So, yeah, he was pretty much, like, he's starting his training now was it Tomlin? I don't know what the younger brother's name is. But, yeah, Joffrey. I don't know. And, yeah, so he's starting the training of that dude, and I'm like, yeah, all right, Tywin. Like, yeah, you're cold as shit, but, like, you're smart. And we need a smart king for once, because fuck. Like, this. Look what happens when we have Joffrey on the throne. Like, nothing. Yeah. Everything's the worst.
The worst. The city's in turmoil and trying to rebel and all that other shit.
Yeah. And Cersei's there trying to be like, no, like, this isn't the time. Look, it's dead Joffrey. And Tywin's like, nah, I'm just going to keep talking. And then he just leads the younger brother away. Says, hey, you got lots of training to do. And Cersei's just like, well, fuck. Like you said, he starts talking, you shut your shit. Like,
yeah, man.
And she didn't know what to do.
Yeah, man. And then Jaime comes in. And then, again, Jaime and Cersei gets an argument when Tywin and the boy leaves.
Yeah,
Jaime Stark proceeds to semi-rape Cersei.
Yeah, okay, so before we get to that, before it's Cersei's like saying you gotta go kill Tyrion, like
Oh,
he
she
did
says that,
this.
huh?
Yeah, he did this. You should go kill him. And he's like, but you know, he's my brother. He's our brother. Like we should at least let him, you know, go to trial and find out the truth of what's happened here. And she's all, no, kill him. He's got to go.
Because you said that, your son's going to die or something like that, right?
Yeah. She recant. Re she recites like what he said earlier, which I sort of want to go back and see that part that she's talking about. Cause it's weird. It seems a little weird that Tyrion would say something that directly. He's always, you know, he's always talking around what he's actually saying. But So she mentions all that, and which I still think is like, eh. I mean, we pretty much know, but that's bullshit. You know, he didn't actually do it. And so like I was like, all right, Jaime's like defending him, but then and he's like, yeah, you know, you're so fucking hateful. And then
Proceeds to rape her.
yeah, he starts like, you're so hateful. Like that got him all hot and bothered. And I was like, what? And then yeah, and then she's like, no, not here. Yeah, no, and then no, like here, no, it's wrong. Like he's right, like dead son, right here. No, and then he's still going. No, doesn't mean no. Apparently, he's still going.
You remember that redemption I was talking about?
It's gone. They blew it.
I told you.
Oh my god.
I told you. I'm done. Like I was not jumping on that redemption bandwagon
But this
anymore.
is all right. You know what? I don't usually like book spoilers, but I think a little thing here. It's not even a spoiler. It's a difference. It's a distinction. Like how the shows differed in the book. He didn't rape her there. They had sex there. Yeah, and she was a little like hesitant because yeah, dead kid. But like it wasn't the way the show depicted it. Where like I told you right before we started, the director or like producer or somebody was saying like no, it was meant to be like that. And everybody's like, well, you didn't convey it very well.
Did not convey it very well, sir. He should have said cut, redo
Cut,
it.
redo it, because they're trying to say, oh, no, but she's making out with him, like, in parts, you know, she's, like, sort of, like, she's vocalizing it, but she's, like, her actions are saying yes, it's like,
My mind's
no,
telling me
don't,
no,
but my body,
but my
yeah.
body.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't know, man. I'm out on that bandwagon, Jamie. I don't know, because then we jump into Tyrion's
What,
in jail,
well,
right?
before we go to Tyrion's in jail, are you telling me that you don't see nothing wrong? Is
With a little
that what
bump
you're
and
saying
grind.
here?
You're
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
an
No,
idiot.
yeah.
But
So Tyrion's in jail.
yeah, Tyrion's in jail and he's talking to his helper dude. I don't know what they call him, but
Podrick.
yeah, Roderick.
Podrick with a P.
Froderick.
Pa.
Froderick.
Podrick.
Podrick. Cool.
Yeah. Like an iPod.
Yeah.
D yeah.
They're talking about it, and Tyrion does say something smart that, like, if you think I'm gonna kill the king, do you think I'm gonna stand there waiting for y'all to catch
Looking
me?
like an idiot, just
Like,
whoop. Yeah.
oh, the king's dead. I killed him. Come get me.
Oopsie. Yeah.
He starts going down a list because, all right, we skipped a part. I'm sorry. Before that, Tywin, he goes visit that foreign dude, and they have a
Oh, yeah.
conversation about it, about what's going on, because he suspects that he killed Joffrey.
No, he doesn't, though.
Kind of insinuate. Well, he insinuates it just to see what happens, I
It's
guess.
yeah, I mean it's sort of that. It's more just like, hey, look, like I could accuse you based on the circumstantial evidence. Like you like poison stuff. He was poisoned, and you know you've been saying some shit about the family, and you came into town, and then he died. And so it's like, yeah, I guess you could see it on that level, and maybe you could convince the court. Like it was a you know a bit of a veiled threat in that regard. So it was more just maneuvering it to be like, but I got a proposition for you.
Yeah, and he gets, because it's gonna be like three judges to def to decide Tyrion's fate. It's him, Tywin. Who's the other king?
So
The guy,
Pycelle? What
Tyrell.
king? Oh, wait, who?
I don't know if he's a king, but Tyrell.
Oh, so you're talking about, well, it's not even the Tyrell, because, like, she told us that her real husband, like, died. That's, like, the stepfather, Tyrell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess the foreign dude now.
Yeah.
So what do you is Tywin gonna? He doesn't really say that he's going to find him guilty, right?
Oh, he says it.
Oh.
But, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point. Like he's cemented in that third. Find him guilty, and you'll be on the small council.
So yeah, those three working against Tyrion, and he needs a witness to decide or to speak on his behalf, and he's going through the list, and everyone's like speaking for the city and speaking for the city, blah blah. And he goes, "My brother." Now that's the important part. Like you said, what is Jaime going to do?
And I'm like just the way the show's going now, it's like, well, you fucked up Jamie, so
Yeah.
don't know what you guys are going to do with this.
Yeah, and it was a perfect setup for the next episode, because they really decided to cool it out on this episode. Like, all right, we gave you two bangers, now we're just going to chill.
Yeah.
For a little bit. Here's a rape scene for y'all.
No, no. But, yeah, so, I mean, all right. So, in that scene with Podrick, like, he's saying, well, you know, like, they asked me to, like, testify for them. And so Tyrion, like, he's Tyrion's a nice dude. He's, like, concerned. He's like, well, what'd you say? And so at first he's saying, I didn't give him an answer, but then it sounded like he said no to them, actually. And so he's like, you gotta go. Like, you just gotta go, because they're gonna kill you if you don't, like, testify for them. And so, yeah, so in that same thing of him saying, you know, I need to talk to Jaime, it was also, get out, run, go, goodbye. He didn't white fang him, but he should have. He should just white fang everybody he meets.
Tyrion's really good at white fanging people.
But he didn't do it this time. He just sort of like, yeah, you gotta go.
He mentioned Varys, and I thought Varys would probably help him, but Varys is going to play neutral. And he's
Varys is always going to be neutral.
He's going to play the best option for him, and the best Whoever's option
gonna
win. Is to testify for the city.
He might do neither. Who knows? I mean, we didn't even see him, so that's what I'm wondering. Like, is he going to even play a role in it? Like, a real role? Or is it just going to be like, well, he was an option, but, like, they just sort of mentioned him just so that they mentioned him so people don't think, oh, well, you guys forgot about Varys. But, yeah.
And then we jump ahead. Jump to Stannis' storyline over there.
That bullshit, which is more just, we need to get forces from, like, across the sea, like Daenerys is doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much just the crux of that story. It's like, hey, look, hey, we found out Joffrey's dead. Like, now's the time to try to do something.
Oh, yeah. And then, so, Daenerys is trying to go to the same place he's going, Westeros, right?
Yeah, I mean, they all want to you know, to be the monarch.
Oh, so Westeros is King's Landing?
Yeah, King's Landing's like the capital of Westeros.
Okay.
You know what? I think, I don't know if Westeros is just... Well, you know, the West, or if it's what the whole world's called. It's probably just the West, because Westeros.
Because before Daenerys got her army, she was trying to go to this one city, right?
What do you mean, before she got the army?
Before she got the big old slave army,
mm-hmm.
She's wanting to go to the city. Like, she was walking around the desert, and she's just like, we have to go to the city, they're waiting for me.
Yeah, King's Landing. She wants to go back there, and she thinks the people there are gonna be like, oh, our rightful like ruler. We love you. We're gonna rise up against the you know, what do you call those people who steal the throne? Words are failing me right now. But yeah, like, we're gonna help you out, and then that's when everyone's like, nah, you're gonna need an army, like a real army, with you.
Yeah, she does send three dragons. So whether they
yeah, but like those dragons don't give a shit about her, as we saw.
Yeah, no. Man, you hate on Daenerys. You hate on Bae, man. It's Bae.
You just call her Bae?
That's Bae.
You stop.
She's so no. Bae.
That's not words that work. How does that work?
She's
How do you
so
form
Bae.
Those words together and be like, that's a sentence? It's
She's
not.
So Bae.
What does that mean?
I love her.
So that's Bae?
We'll get to her in a little bit, but she's Bae.
Ah, fuck you. Yeah, okay. Fuck off. God damn.
But, yeah, we get to the standard storyline, which is boring. I hate the storyline.
Yeah, because there's no wind in his sails, so there's no wind in our sails either.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck. Like, again, the dude, is it Davos? I think it's Davos.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, this is what you gotta do. Like, he's being logical as far as, like, this, your new little cult thing's, like, fucking shit up. And then also, you need an army. Like, you need to, but I don't need to buy an army. It's like, yeah, you do. Like, what's the other option at this point?
He says it's really respectable, though. Like, he says it in a way where he makes Stannis believe that, yeah, it's okay that it's great that you have that new religion thing, but we have to get an army, and this is the only way you can get an army. And you
so,
know that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah, okay, he says it respectably because, you know, he's loyal, servant to the king. He's the hand of the false king or whatever bullshit they're calling themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so Stannis is like, nope. And what does Davos do? He's saying, well, I mean, I'm going to write the letter for you because fuck, like, you're not doing anything. You're not doing, it's been like 3 years. You're still not doing anything. Just do
he's
something.
The worst. I really can't wait till he dies. Really can't wait.
Davos is gonna die first. Him and, like, the little girl. Little girl's gonna get sacrificed. So hard.
Bruh. What if she turns to a dragon?
Because she already has the scales? That's fucked up,
dog.
Jesse.
Dog.
She's not gonna be a dragon.
Maybe that's part of the whole Stannis storyline. It better be that. It better be some shit like that.
If anything, she'd be like a little, like, I'm a little evil witch girl. Like, they sacrifice her and then she just becomes, like, this, like, weird little ghost demon thing. Who just, like, haunts shit and wrecks shit. Because, like, you fucked everything up.
Either that or nothing's gonna happen and we're gonna be mad.
Or, yeah, nothing. Oh, we sacrificed her for nothing. Huh. I guess I'll just brood here for another 2 seasons. Fuck, dude.
And then we jump ahead to the Wildlings. Hey, John's ex-girlfriend, she scorned. She's really mad. Case you
Did
didn't
she
know.
wait? Did she shoot that dude in the penis, or I
I
think
don't
this one
know,
was back
but
of the head?
she just
Pretty
shot
sure
him.
it was
She
back of
shot
the
him,
head.
but she's mad.
Yeah.
She's mad because she has no dick in her life.
But I mean, she's surrounded by dick.
I know, but she doesn't want that. She wants Jon Snow's.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't every girl,
Jon
man.
Snow gave her that work.
I guess he went down on her
Yeah,
and it,
give her that
yeah.
work. Give her the works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I mean,
So
okay,
yeah, the
Jon
Wildlings
Snow.
are going around fucking up small towns, and like you said, like I'm not impressed. I'm not
Just killing
impressed.
defenseless people. It's like,
No.
all right, you guys are so strong,
Oh,
so
scare you.
cool,
The
so
cannibals really do
brave.
scare me, though.
Oh yeah, but that's just 'cause like, fuck, dude. Like, when you hear about barbarians back from like the Roman times, these are the ones you hear in like those very like factually inaccurate versions where it's like, oh, they were crazy monsters. It's like, oh, yeah, they are crazy monsters. They eat people like all the time.
And then, so they make a decision to go. They're going to Castle. Well, that was their decision the whole time. They're going to Castle Black. At Castle Black, do they have an army there?
No, that's what they're saying. They only got 100 dudes, dude. That force of 10,000 or whatever John said they got, they don't got it.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing now, when they're killing all the people in the surrounding lands, they're pretty much doing like, remember Lord of the Rings Two Towers, where like Saruman was going across the countryside killing a bunch of people? It's sort of like that. Yeah, you put fear into the people. Here the Wildlings are also trying to like, let's get them out in the open and like pick them off bit by bit, because we got so many people, we can just do that. Instead of assaulting them at I forgot what the one in Lord of the Rings was, the initial one, and then they go, oh, I think it was a Mon Hen. No, not Mon Hen, was the other place. Fuck. What is the name of the place that
Never
like
knew.
Theoden was being all, evil and stuff at?
I never knew.
But yeah, so like that place in Helm's Deep is like, you don't want to attack them at their like defenses. You just sort of want to send them on their way and then like pick them off. Like even when they're going to Helm's Deep, when they had like the wargs come and we got Aragorn, but we didn't. Yeah. So I mean, that's what their sort of plan is, because it's really sort of like the scouting force is what the Ygritte and her band of cannibal barbarian brothers are.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then we
And
jump
the
to
Bran. Oh wait, no, they don't.
Oh, we don't got Bran.
He's
Poor
not doing, because he's not doing
he's
anything. He shows
still
up like
walking
once.
around.
He shows up once or twice a season, and then okay, he's done.
Nothing really happened with Arya, right?
No, yeah, they did have a bit where
Oh,
they
they
did the
did.
same thing like they did with Jaime. They're like, hey, here's the Hound. You're starting to like the Hound, huh? Yeah, well, you shouldn't. You should never like the Hound, because he's a dick. Like, oh, this guy's gonna die anyway, so let me steal from him now.
Gucci Mane.
Did you say he's Gucci Mane?
I swear.
What does
He's
that
Gucci Mane.
mean?
He's Gucci Mane.
All these hip hop and NBA references, I don't, what?
He likes chicken. He steals money. He's just talking shit all the time. Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane steals money?
Yeah?
From who?
I don't know.
Does he just say he steals money?
Maybe. No, I don't know. What does Arya tell him though? Like
Don't steal.
something about he's gonna die or something like that? I don't know.
What do you
But nothing really important happened with Arya
No, not much. It
storyline.
was more just like revealing, like, oh, okay, so the Hound's still like sort of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great.
Then we get to Daenerys, aka Bae, aka Khaleesi, aka Girl Jump On This, aka I love her. I love her, man. She's bad.
Why?
She's bad. I just like looking at her.
Okay.
I want her. Every time she comes on the screen, I just want her to go naked. I mean, every single time.
It's too late. She's too high profile for that. No more naked Daenerys.
She goes to the walls of this other town, and another town that has slaves. She's gonna free the slaves. That's her thing. She's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it got kind of bloody, you know. He was speaking outside, he's yelling, and then he whoops out his dick and pisses on the floor. And he comes over and tries to fight the young, handsome dude who's trying to hit up on my bae.
You
And
mean
it's so funny.
Dario?
Prior to that, they're all trying to decide who wants to fight him, and they all want to do it because they all want her.
No, they don't. Not all of them. One's a eunuch. Yeah, one wants. Jorah wants her, but like the older dude's like, he just feels super guilty about not protecting the family earlier.
Maybe. I think he wants it.
He's like 80.
So,
Or really 60, but still, I mean.
what? And then what's his name, sir?
Yeah, Jorah wants it.
Yeah, he wants
Yeah,
it. And
he
then,
really wants it. And I mean, he's been there long enough. You
yeah,
throw him a pity one.
she should. If I'm Jorah, I'm gonna be really upset if she gets with that young dude. I'm really
I mean,
upset. I'm gonna feel some type of way.
well, because the dude's like a shapeshifter.
Bitch, I fucking
And I
walked
look
through
the
the
same.
desert with you.
Walk through the desert. I don't look different from like I did 20 minutes ago. I'm still me.
And so,
and that dude's handsome for his age. I ain't gonna lie. Who, he's got Sir that Gerard? Little rugged, like, yeah, put on like, a cowboy you know, hat, go hang out
Liam
with Clint
Neeson
Eastwood back in the day.
Going on.
Yeah. He's got it.
Yeah, he got it. Aragorn thing going on.
Yeah, you mean Aragorn. I think Aragorn's a dragon.
Aragorn, whatever. But yeah, the young handsome guy decides to kill the guy who's been shouting at them and everything.
Yep.
Really cool, too. Just slices him up and all that jazz, and then whips out his dick and pisses on the floor. And then she, like, starts yelling at them and talking about how many slaves she freed and blah, 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 blah. She sends barrels of broken chains to over the walls and everything, and yeah, impressive, Daenerys.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. It's just like, I mean, you think about what went behind that. There was two things. A, she was super wet after Dario did his thing. And then, like, B, how do you plan on doing stuff like that? I was assuming she was going to, like, catapult weapons over for the slaves to
Me
use.
Me too. I thought that's what it was. I was like, oh, those are just
things. I was like, that's going to be some cool shit, Daenerys, but no. Here's a symbolic metaphor moment. Like, how do you even think to do that? Like, okay, all these slaves are free. Let's keep all of their, like, chains just in case. Just in case. For you just reason. Wait. Next city. Oh, man. It's going to be so cool.
I don't know, man. So, I saw a preview in...
No.
One of the mouse...
There you go. That's the end of Game of Thrones.
And, I'm not impressed. Anyways, what do you think is going to happen to Tyrion? Like, he's dead, right?
Yeah, because the way they show him in his little prison area, even though it's a different prison area, it's not like the stockades below the city. It was still very reminiscent of Ned Stark when he was, like, you know, tied up to the column. And yeah. Pretty much he's done.
In real life, the guy who plays Tyrion, he's involved with his X-Men movies. And usually when like characters die from TV shows, it's because they have something big coming out and they don't want to be tied down by the TV show.
Well, Game of Thrones isn't going to deviate from the book that much.
Yeah, me neither. And that's what I think. And I'm like, I don't know.
And plus, it's an X-Men movie. It's not like he's getting it. It's like he's one out of how many characters in that movie?
I don't know, man. I tried to tell my dad that, and he just kept on saying it. And I'm like, I don't think that's the reason why he's going to die.
Yeah.
I think it's because the book says so.
And his character in the X-Men movie, like, he serves his purpose in this one movie. It's not going to be a running thing. We'll see what he does in this movie and, like, oh, okay, so that was it, huh? Cool, thanks.
Yeah,
so, I think Tyrion's probably gonna fucking die. It's gonna suck dick. I really hope Jaime doesn't, like, he's not the one who decides, you know, whether or not by, you know, through his actions, whether he sticks up for him or not.
Man, I'm gonna be so worried when it happens.
Yeah, I just, alright, so there's another little mini scene. It doesn't really tell us much of anything, but it doesn't really deny anything either. It was between Margaery and the grandmother. Where they're discussing the aftermath, and she's like, so what does this mean? Like, am I queen now? And she's like, well, not if you guys said fucked, you'd be more of a queen, but you're, you know, so you're not really queen. But hey, you can go marry the next one. And that's what she was saying, you know, it's better than being married to Joffrey, right? And so here it feels like Margaery is not very involved, if she is involved at all, but the grandmother still isn't really vindicated either way. Like, it could be her saying, like, what the shit, grandma? Like, why didn't you wait till we fucked? And the grandma saying, well, hey, it's better to be married to him. So, I don't know.
That's peculiar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll see. Like,
because the whole...
What's up?
The whole season, or the past three seasons, or three episodes, she's been talking about, like... Wait, were they married? Were they, like, engaged to be married in the third season?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Like, the whole time she's been there, that's what I mean, is that she's been trying to find information on Joffrey, whether it's just, like, a peculiar grandma trying to figure out who this guy is and get more of an idea. But, I don't know, she's been making a lot of arrangements. So, I guess that's peculiar.
Yeah. She's been talking a lot, and even in the episode where he dies, like, she's talking a lot. She does that whole shit, like, wouldn't it be a shame if, you know, be a shame if someone died at the wedding, huh? Mighty, mighty fine wedding we have here. I paid for it. So good. It sucks if it got fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, I don't like, think she's completely blameless yet. I still think Littlefinger's probably the primary player, but I wouldn't say for any, you know, degree of certainty that he was the only one involved.
And she did have a conversation with him at one point.
With Littlefinger?
Yeah.
I guess. Was it around the time when him and Varys were sort of competing?
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, I want to outmaneuver you for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
it's all resolving around Sansa, too. Sansa was a player in that, like, that whole conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Sansa, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she can get it. What? Who said that?
She's 16, Marcus. You don't want to... Look,
is she,
Daenerys
is she still 16?
I don't know.
I thought she was 17 this year.
Either way!
It's getting closer. Gianfranco, you're
Dude,
my boy.
There's a senator at 20 years old.
17th illegal in Texas. What?
Ugh. Can't do it.
All right, so I think that's been our Game of Thrones talk for this week.
Yeah, 30 minutes, great, because it was not a great, or not a, it wasn't just a short episode, that's it.
Not a great episode. Thanks, Jesse.
It was great. It was good, yeah.
Na 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 na.